The Zac Brown Band plays at Fenway Park tonight, kicking off this summer's Fenway Concert Series. All seven acts performing at Fenway this summer are men and all are white. In fact, for the last 15 years that the Red Sox have put on summer concerts, performers have skewed white and male. But one Roxbury resident is on a quest to change that. As WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia reports, his journey begins with his relationship with his father.
To really understand Edwin Sumter's passion for the Red Sox summer concerts, you have to go back in time to when his father moved to Boston from South Carolina in the early 50s to escape segregation. In Boston, though, Edwin Sr., who was black, encountered a more subtle but similar set of unspoken rules about where a man like him would be welcomed.
I always felt that my dad was a little bit on edge in the city of Boston and worried about where he would go. But again, he grew up in a different time.
Edwin Sumter's father loved baseball with a passion. He played it, too. But he hated the Red Sox. He resented that it was the last major league team to racially integrate, and that Fenway seemed unwelcoming to black folks.
You know, the Red Sox did some things that certainly just made him say, okay, see, I told you. They don't have enough black players. No black fans go to the games and so forth and so on. I would find myself a lot of times sort of, I won't say sticking up for the Red Sox, but I'd say at least telling him to, you know, hang in there, things will change.
Sumter inherited his love of baseball from his father. He loved his hometown and thus his hometown team, much to his dad's disappointment.
Even as I turned into a man, I realized, you know, that's just something we weren't going to share. It always seemed that when I watched baseball with him, especially the Red Sox, it was more than just baseball. It was almost as if we were, you know, two political adversaries going at it.
Sumter was a teenager during busing in the 70s. He remembers being called the N-word at the Esplanade once, being forced to leave out of fear. He has some painful memories of Boston, and yet he loves it still.
I don't know what other word I could use than other to say I love where I'm from. I don't feel that I should feel guilty. I just say that I love my hometown, and I think my hometown could do better, and I think it has.
Today, the Red Sox field a much more diverse team of players and coaches. But in the 15 years since the Boston Red Sox started its summer concert series, it's only had one main performer of color, Jay-Z, who co-headlined with Justin Timberlake in 2013, and only a handful of opening acts with people of color.
We made offers to Beyonce and Drake and Jay-Z to come back and Stevie Wonder, Prince before he passed away.
This is Boston Red Sox president and CEO Sam Kennedy, who has spoken to Sumter about his concern.
We want to make Fenway as diverse as possible with the acts that we go after, but we recognize we can do a better job, and we want everyone to feel welcome and included at Fenway Park.
Kennedy says it's just a matter of logistics. The summer timing limits the performers available, and a lot of big acts prefer other venues, like the more conventional TD Garden or the larger Gillette Stadium, to Fenway's mid-sized 37,000-seat capacity, he says. Here's Don Law, the president of Live Nation New England, which books the performers for Fenway.
Our business is really about doing what the broader population wants so that you can actually pay the cost, the multi-million dollars, to set up a major stadium event. It's not anything to do with personal taste or genre. It's a function of what can sell.
Last year, though, hip-hop and R&B surpassed rock and roll as the most consumed music genre in the U.S., according to Nielsen, the media tracking firm. And there are hip-hop tours this summer performing at big 30,000-seat venues, like Wiz Khalifa with Ray Shrummerd and Kendrick Lamar, who just won the Pulitzer Prize for Music, touring with SZA, among others. The acts performing at Fenway this summer are playing huge venues in other cities, like Luke Bryan at the 82,000-seat MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. But other Fenway performers, like Jimmy Buffett, are also playing smaller 15,000-seat concert halls, similar to many R&B tours. Here's Edwin Sumter again.
I understand the math, and I understand that the color here, that the bottom line is green. I understand all of that. But the fact of the matter is, I am never going to believe that if they really wanted to do something, they couldn't do it.
Sumter's quest to get more performers of color at Fenway may sound trivial to some people, that it's part of this ubiquitous call to diversify everything. But his story touches nerves about race and the legacy of public spaces around Boston. It shows us how collective memory is passed down through generations, about our perceptions of places that are safe, welcoming, and places that seem not to be. So after 50 years of defending the Red Sox to his father, who passed away last year, it was the summer concert series that made Sumter wonder if his father had been right the whole time.
This is exactly the kind of thing my dad would say. See, I told you, the ball club might be multiracial, but they don't want people, black people to come out to Fenway Park, and here's proof of that. And all I'm trying to do is, Dad, I'm trying to prove you're wrong.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.